listening to DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast with your host, Christopher McDonald.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We've got an incredibly exciting show for you today. This is Christopher McDonald, your host and the commissioner of the Degenerates Stretch Run Dynasty League. You can find me on Twitter at CMAC Canada, and this is episode 7 of the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast. Thanks for listening. We've got a really cool show today. We've got interviews with just about everybody in the league, so you guys can get to know them a little bit better. I think this will be an episode that people will enjoy if they're in or outside of the league. And for those of you in the league, pretty funny to get to know your fellow league mates a little bit better within the NHL and outside of hockey altogether. So because it's going to be probably a very long episode, I'm going to keep the news and notes and the game of the week recap short. So without further ado, let's get to those news and notes. News and notes this week. I honestly was expecting more out of the NHL with regards to their own trade deadline, that we might get some bigger deals, but it's starting to look more and more like you're not going to have big deals this trade deadline. We had one deal where the Montreal Canadiens pick up Eric Staal, and for a team that was cash or cap strapped and needed to add somebody, you're surprised that Buffalo was only able to get a third and a fifth round pick when, you know, it just seems nothing's going right for Buffalo. Seems they don't get enough from Montreal, and Montreal owns 2 second round picks. So very curious, but it's starting to look very much so like you're going to have a buyer's market at this year's trade deadline, as there's not going to be very many buyers. So most teams are going to have to go ahead with whatever they've got and try to get a Stanley Cup in this wacky COVID season. The Oilers and Canadiens games were postponed this week, and that bled into the Senators and Montreal Canadiens games for this past Sunday. And also we're going to miss one this week as well. So unfortunate, you're starting to see some COVID issues in the North Division. And now it's starting to hit home as some of our favorite teams miss hockey games. Honestly, with that, that's the major notes of the week. Why don't we just go ahead and dive right into the Game of the Week review. So due to having a late show last week, we were able to look at some games that seemed to be a little bit closer that would have a major impact on the league. So we selected the now 13-7 Burnin' Zink versus the 10-10 Semen Stains. That game ended up 61-46 for the Semen Stains and keeping their playoff hopes alive. Unfortunately, a win in that one and above the average for Burnin' Zink would have clinched them a first-round playoff bye, so it leaves a lot of work to be done for a lot of teams this week, although we did have some clarity on the playoff picture, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Let's get into the stars of the week. We had Cam Talbot on the winning Semen Stains with 14.76 points, and Gabriel Landeskog comes in as second star, 9.07 points. Two strong performances for the Semen Stains. Alex DeBrincat had a 7.04, and he's our third star coming from Burnin' Zink. Burnin' Zink also had a good performance from Oliver Ekman-Larsson, 6.55, and Mikko Rantanen, 6.5 points as well, but it wasn't enough to overcome Semen Stains, as they obviously wanted it a little bit more, trying to keep those playoff hopes alive. Busts this week, definitely you got to say Mike Smith at 0.68 points in the goaltending spot for Burnin' Zink. Had to be a big disappointment. And almost equal to it, though, we've set them up as the second bust of the week. Braden Point with 0.74, one of your top centermen and top goal scorers all year. A little bit disappointing. The third bust of the week does come from the winning Semen Stains. Adam Larsson had 0.2 points. Most of his games were postponed due to COVID. Missed starts, two major ones, really, and nothing really missed on the Semen Stains. But for Burn and Zinc, they had Sebastian Aho on the bench, who had 8.26 points, and Jason Robertson at 6.25. Both would have helped and got him a little bit closer, but I don't think anything would have going to help this week. Semin Staines was seemingly bound for victory. So next week's game of the week, we're going to do it a little bit differently since it's the last week leading into the playoffs. What we've got now is we've got Burn and Zinc, Mr. Last Place, Leafs the Rest Behind, and the Better Koivu have all clinched a playoff spot. Right behind them is my team Sidorkiewicz and Clan MacKinnon, who are 2 points back of first, but haven't quite clinched yet because Semin Staines, if they get 2 points this week, so they win their game as well as over the average, and either my team or Clan MacKinnon get no points, then they could sneak into the playoffs by a tie if they score more overall points for. So it's a little tough to say, but basically only Semin Staines can get their way in on top of who's already in a playoff spot now. But all six of the teams other than Semin Staines have a shot at a first-round bye. And for Clan MacKinnon and myself, we could have a first-round bye or we could miss the playoffs. So pretty interesting week. So I won't list a game of the week, but we're just going to go back and have a look on how it all happened next week and talk about who's in and the crazy ramifications or things that happened to help them get in there. So should be a very good show next week. And I'm very excited about this week. And with that, let's get to our interview segment for episode 7. So this week, I'm really excited to introduce a segment where I've got get to know you questions for most of the league. So I one-on-one had phone conversations, tried to keep them quick, rapid fire questions to keep the respondents sort of on their toes and give me a quick answer, first thing that came to mind. And we started off with my brother, Johnny Mack, from Johnny Mack's Dirty Dangles. All right, I'm here with John MacDonald, fantasy manager of Johnny Mack's Dirty Dangles. Got a few questions just to get to know you a little better. Let's start off with an easy one, your favorite hockey team. And was ever a time where you had a different favorite hockey team?
Well, favorite hockey team is obviously the Sens. Secondary would probably be the good old 67s. But when I was younger, I was an Oilers fan with Gretzky and all that. And oddly enough, even though I did not follow them at all or anything, I had a Minnesota North Stars hat at one point. And ever since that, I've sort of had a soft spot for the Dallas Stars.
I remember that.
But I've also been, as far as Canadian teams, I'd say my favorite team in the West is the Oilers as well.
And you were living in Vancouver. You've got that Naslin jersey.
Yeah, I was a Canucks fan for 3 years. Sens were still number one, but Canucks were a close second in those 3 years I was in Vancouver. Those were the Naslin, Bertuzzi, and what was the other guy? Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Ace. Cloutier.
Damn you, Cloutier.
Who was your favorite your first favorite hockey player you can remember?
Well, the obvious choice is Gretzky, but once I got more into hockey in the late 90s, I'd say probably a guy I was a big fan of was Ryan Smith on the Oilers.
Any other guys you can remember from then to now, favorite players?
Let's see, favorite players. I was a big fan of Heatley until he became, the Heatley we all know now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I remember Ryan Smith, but I was a huge fan of his pretty much his whole playing career.
All right, let's get away from hockey questions. What about favorite movie, book, or TV show?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Well, all-time classics. I'm a bit sick of it now, but Happy Gilmore is, still one of the funniest movies of all time, in my opinion. Favorite book? What the hell is that book called?
That one I read that time.
No, it was a zombie book, but they made a terrible movie adaptation
World,
of it.
World War Z?
Yes, World War Z.
Yeah.
The book is incredible. The movie is terrible.
And TV show?
TV show? Oof, another one. I'd say it's a tie between Always Sunny in Philadelphia or the now defunct Tosh.0.
What's something you think everyone should try at least once?
Go with a more generic answer and say golf. You should give golf a try. It's a fun game.
What's the chore? The chore you absolutely hate doing?
Dishes. One of my first jobs was a dish pig in a restaurant, and anytime dishes come up, I get flashbacks of nastiness and stuff like that. So, you know, I've had relationships and over dishes. So I bought myself a dishwasher, just so everyone knows. I'm good now.
If you could witness any event, past, present, or future, what would it be?
Let's keep it hockey related and say, I want to witness the Sens win a cup.
Yes. Very, very good answer.
Yeah.
If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Buy lots of homes. Probably one in Vancouver, one here. Probably throw some big parties, tour the world, all that good stuff.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
Oh, what didn't I do should be the answer. I would say there's always that classic story where I got an entire school to strike one time.
And, what was that about?
It was the teachers were doing some work the rule thing, and we're cutting a lot of our extracurricular activities and stuff. And while I didn't care all that much, basically walk out, and we did that for about a day. And they suspended me because they knew I was the ringleader.
What was the funniest thing you've ever observed?
Funniest thing I've ever observed. I remember, this probably isn't the funniest thing, but it comes to mind right off the bat. There was one New Year's where a bunch of buddies were out in Montreal. We walked by this, drunken homeless guy. And he was just screaming, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. And my buddy Pete at the time, screams back at him, Happy New Year. And then literally, for whatever reason, this homeless guy got triggered and chased my buddy for like three blocks. And everybody was just in tears laughing at this, our buddy running from this hobo. And, good times.
If you could only eat one type of food for a year, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what would you choose?
Well, favorite food is tacos, but I don't know if I want tacos at breakfast. Maybe just a good old-fashioned sandwich, deli sandwich of some kind.
What was the last epic faceplant or wipeout you can remember taking?
Oh, it was probably last year when the pandemic first started, and I was all happy that I was working from home. So I decided to go grocery shopping on the clock, and, was walking home with my headphones on and totally slipped on some black ice and busted my knee up where I couldn't walk for like a month. And, I had to crawl like three blocks home when that happened. It was brutal.
All right. Last question. When are you going to win the DSR NHL Dynasty Championship, and who are you going to beat in the finals?
I'd say I'm looking at, 1 to 2 years. Well, maybe not next year, but so maybe more 2 to 3 years. And who am I going to beat? I'm taking you down, brother.
All right. Thanks for doing this, John.
No problem.
So we're here with Anthony McCormick, fantasy manager of Basingstoke Bison. Tony, how are you?
I'm very good, Chris. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Just trying to get all these interviews in. It's been a good time, though, hearing people's answers. So I won't hold up.
Sure.
hold you up too much. So first off, just who was your favorite hockey team growing up, or did you follow a lot of hockey, and was there ever a time where you had a different favorite team?
So it was difficult for me. I didn't grow up in Canada, obviously. So when I first came over here, I was in the Southern Ontario area. So it was all about the Leafs back then. And we're going back to Wendell Clark days when he was the captain. So they were losing then as they're losing now. So it didn't really change anything. So you watch them. Funnily enough, my first time in Ottawa, my very, very first time here, was the same week that the Senators got the franchise.
Okay.
And I recall it being all over the radio, like on that particular week. And I even had an original Ottawa Senator sweatshirt before they even started playing again.
The so Parliament?
Since then, I've always kept an eye.
Was that the Parliament?
Yeah, the original. Yeah. And then this was back when they were still, before they even got to start playing at the old 67 arena. So since then, I've pretty much always kept an eye on them. I've been to a few games. I have an Alfredson shirt. So that's sort of like where I've stuck at, wherever I've been. The only other time was in Winnipeg. I was actually at the Assiniboine Park for the Save the Jets the first time around. 68,000 people.
Very cool. What about favorite players? Can you remember a player you first identified with in the NHL, or someone you thought was particularly interesting?
Dougie Gilmore.
Yeah.
Met him, sold food to him. Nice guy. Cool. Lived over in the Kingston area. Sold food at Paul Coffey as well. Cool. Dougie Gilmore was just a nice guy, all around guy. He had a restaurant in Kingston after his playing days. I remember it being a tremendous trade at the time. Big error by Calgary. Mm-hmm. And he really did carry the Leafs for a good period of time.
What about since then? Anybody else you've been particularly...
Yeah, following? I keep an eye on Sens, obviously. I'm excited about the new team. Loved Alfredson, obviously. And when they were doing the run, you had Danny Heatley. And I remember when, when they had Leonard here and a few others. They were always good. They were always entertaining to go and see. They always play good games. So Ottawa, for the most part. And the new batch that are coming in with Stützle and, Chabot. And I'm excited to see Pinto come up. And I'm excited for the Ottawa Senators in general. I think it's going to be a good few years ahead.
We may not have to wait too long for Pinto. People are expecting he's going to sign on Monday.
Yeah, and I was also very impressed with the speed of Formanton. Mm-hmm. He is a fast boy.
All right, so away from hockey, what about favorite book, movie, TV show? All time.
All time. Book, movie, TV show. Oh, you got me there. TV show, I love Game of Thrones. Who didn't? It was a great show. Mm-hmm. You really catch me off guard here. Movie-wise, as far as movies are concerned, I was a big Lord of the Rings fan when it first came out.
Me too.
I loved it. Star Wars all the way. Yeah. I watched them too much. I could watch them time and time and time again.
Okay, we'll give you credit for Lord of the Rings as the book and Star Wars as the movie. What's something you think everyone should try at least once?
Scuba diving.
Yeah? You've done that anywhere? Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere particularly?
Maldives. Yeah. In Indian Ocean. I trained in the Indian Ocean.
Cool. Very cool.
Scuba diving. It's a completely different world. It's so peaceful and tranquil. And you just see another part of the planet that you wouldn't normally see.
What about a chore? What's the chore you absolutely hate doing?
Cleaning bathrooms. Who likes doing that, Chris? Yeah.
Have you ever, if you could witness any past event, past, present, or past, present, or future event, what would you like to witness?
The end of the Second World War. I think it would have been a tremendous thing to witness.
What about if you won the lottery? What are you doing?
I'm packing my bags. I'm living on a beach in Costa Rica. I'll see you later. Okay, I'm done. Peace out. That would be it. I'd leave behind whatever for the kids and stuff, and I'd just take what I need to live on, and I'd be gone.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
School period. We were mischievous when we were younger. There was a gang of us. We must have been between about 45 and 50. We were chased by the police most days. Yeah, so we were mischievous when we were younger. We used to run rampant. Nothing serious, but always in trouble.
What's the story your family always talks about regarding you? Or they always bring it up?
There's two things, really. I think with my family, they always thought that I should have turned pro soccer.
Is that right?
When I was young. Yeah, I had trials for several teams. I didn't have the discipline. I was in Scotland, and I also was in London. And I think that's a story that sort of like returns itself every 5 minutes. Something that I maybe should have done, considering the money that they made there. Now, they didn't make that money back then, obviously. So it wasn't like you weren't signing multi-billion dollar deals like you do today.
Right.
It was an apprenticeship. You got paid like £50 a week.
What's the funniest thing you've ever observed?
Funniest thing I've ever observed? Man. Billy Connolly live. The man is just a legend. I've seen him like 3 or 4 times. I'm crying with laughter. Like, it's all about life, and it's all about his version of life and religion. And it just rips it to shreds brilliantly.
When's the last time you can remember taking an epic face plant or wipeout?
About 4 weeks ago. I work outside now. Yeah, I work outside now. It's icy. I went down. It was classical. The legs went out, I went down like in a horizontal position from about my waist downwards. It was just epic.
Any witnesses?
Yeah, there was somebody thought I was dead. They actually had a guy come over and say, "How are you getting up?" And you know, I don't know. And you have that couple of seconds where it's like I look like I'm loaded because I can't sort of like stand up straight or walk properly until I got my bearings again. So, and remembering I'm a bit older, right?
Right.
So, you know, for you younger ones, when you get past 50, the ground gets hard in a hurry. Very hard in a hurry.
All right, last question.
You don't bounce like you used to.
When are you going to win a DSR NHL Dynasty Championship? And who are you going to beat in the finals?
Disappointment this year. I thought I was going to make the playoffs there. I really did. I thought I was in a good position to do so. So there's no reason why I'm not back to win it next year. I got a youngish team. They're looking good. I'm stacking the points up again this week. Playing spoiler. So I come back next week, and I would love nothing more in all my life to just hammer Kyle in the final.
Fantastic. Thanks for doing this,
Tony. That's just a personal thing, mate. Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. Thank you, Chris.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you.
You take care.
All right, so I'm here with Mark Bernens, fantasy manager of Bernens Inc. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, and yourself?
I'm good. Really good. Getting questions in and talking to people. Not too many hockey questions here, but let's start off with your favorite hockey team. And did you ever have a different favorite hockey team than the one you got now?
Well, it's definitely the Senators. Living down the road from the CTC makes it very convenient to be a fan. And I've been a fan since they came into the league in 92, 93.
Yeah.
So, man, you know, as a kid before that, I was just a fan of any team. I was a goalie as a kid, so I would have either Bill Ranford or Mike Richter back before the Sens existed. And then once the Sens came in, I was all aboard that train.
So you said a couple of players there. Those would be your first. Are those the first players you can remember identifying as like a favorite player?
Yeah. I think I started paying attention when I was five there. The Oilers won in, I think, 1990, and like Mark Messier and Bill Ranford were definitely two of my favorites at that time.
Any other favorites over the years? I guess probably some Senators climbing in there. Who are your favorite guys?
Yeah, definitely Alfie. I mean, yeah, guy's a legend and Hall of Famer, in my opinion. And that whole like 07 Sens team, I went to the Cup final game. I think it was game three. They lost to Anaheim, but that whole team was Spezza and Heatley and Alfie. Those guys were great. Chris Phillips, I mean, he's not a glorious, exciting player, but he was always, stalwart on defense for that team, and I really liked him as well.
So apart from hockey, what's the favorite movie, book, TV show all time?
Jeez, favorite all-time movie's got to be Forrest Gump. That's I used to watch that over and over as a kid, and, I mean, great soundtrack, probably best – in my opinion, best movie soundtrack ever. Great story. Tom Hanks is a gem. So that's definitely my favorite all-time movie.
I came in sweating from a run yesterday, and I told my spouse, I just felt like running.
my wife's name's Quenby, so I always drop a I love you Quenby, and I mean, it's just like, it's just perfect, the movie, and it's, there's great quotables and great story. It's just perfect.
Cool. What's something you think everyone should try at least once?
I'm gonna do skydiving at some point. I just want to feel like the free falling thing, so everyone else should try that along with me.
What about a chore? What's the chore you absolutely hate doing?
Absolutely hate. I mean, shoveling the driveway is just brutal. My back's not as good as it used to be, so doing that's always annoying. And I'm glad we're into spring. It means playoffs and no more snow to shovel.
If you could witness an event, past, present, or future, what would you choose?
I think I would choose the moon landing, because at the time, you know, space was all new and everything. And I'm pretty into like space and science and stuff. So seeing that as it happened probably would be my pick there. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I mean, if there's world peace or something, that'd be cool to witness. But definitely that moon landing sounds pretty awesome.
Would you want to be in the shuttle, or are you claustrophobic?
Yeah, I would. I did aerospace engineering, so I did apply at one point to the Canadian Space Agency, but I don't think my grades were good enough, so I never got asked to do that. But that would be awesome for sure. Being an astronaut, like number one job.
What about if you won the lottery? What's the first thing you're doing?
Oh, going somewhere, probably somewhere warm. Just chill out, relax for a bit in like Jamaica or Costa Rica, somewhere down there.
Very nice.
And also, definitely quitting the job. But going somewhere warm. And then worry about the rest later.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
Jeez, lots of stuff. There was, I went through a stealing phase. I thought it was fun to do that. So, I grew up on a military base. We got into like little like hooligan stuff, egging houses and stuff like that. So nothing too bad, but a few things like that definitely got me into trouble.
I grew up on base as well. There's nothing to do. So you do a lot of that dumb stuff. What's a story your family always talks or likes to tell about you?
So there was a time in, I guess I was, I don't know, like 18 or 19, went out to a party with one of my buddies, had some drinks, and it was like a freshly fallen snow night. So we just walked home in the snow. And it was pretty straightforward. I went to the party, walked home. We went our separate ways. I went to bed. And then at like 4 in the morning, there was a doorbell. The doorbell rang, and my dad answered it, and then he yelled at me to get downstairs. And there was two cops at the door, and they had followed my footprints home and had accused me of robbing a liquor store. So it was sort of really strange. I was still drunk a bit, and there's these two cops there. My dad really thought I had robbed this store, and I just walked home. And it turned out they were really bad at their job, I guess. And I said, no, I didn't actually rob a store. And they followed my footprints home for no reason. And then my dad lost their badge numbers and called after them to file a complaint and everything, because they disturbed us at 4 a.m. So that's a favorite of theirs, I think.
That's a good one. What's the funniest thing you can remember observing?
So I was just driving near where I grew up. I guess I was about 17 at the time. And there was this guy, he was rollerblading backwards on the road. And he had this really smug look on his face. And he was just like, he was just looking so proud of himself. And he was going too fast. And he wasn't looking where he's going. So he just went full speed and slammed into the back of a van. And he went down. And me and my buddy were driving, and we caught it, and we just started laughing. I had to pull over, and I started laughing. And so I didn't think to go check if he was all right or anything, because we were just in hysterics laughing at this guy who went down.
Oh, tell me, if you could eat only one type of food for an entire year, what are you eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Something sweet, probably some sort of cake or so, like chocolate vanilla cake, like something like that, or chicken wings. I'm assuming this, like, yeah, it won't kill me.
Yeah, yeah. You won't die, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll do chocolate cake.
All right. When's the last time you can remember having like a really epic face plant or wipeout?
Oh, when I went skiing for the first time, this guy, he said, oh, let's go do a practice run. I had a lesson to go to, but he took me up the hill, and he took me on like the double black diamond for my first time. And I didn't know how to ski at all. And I went down the hill, and I crashed into some trees pretty hard and like scratched my face, and people had to help me out of the trees. That was the last time I remember going down hard like that.
All right, last question. When are you going to win your first DSR NHL Dynasty Championship? And if you can think about that, who are you going to beat in the finals?
I'm hoping it's this year. I feel like I got a really good shot. This week's been bad, but I'm hoping to beat Leafs the rest behind, just because I don't like the Leafs, being a Sens fan. So that would make my day and my fantasy hockey year.
Thanks for doing this, Mark.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Who's that laughing in the background?
That's my wife, Kwambe.
I'm glad she was there. It sounds like you guys are having a good time with it.
We are, yes. Good.
All right. Good stuff. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too. Bye.
So I'm here with Colin Hodge, fantasy manager of the Charlestown Chiefs. Colin, I got a couple questions for you about hockey, then we'll go to the non-hockey questions. How you doing?
All right, I'm good.
So tell me, I think we all know you're a big Sens fan. Did you ever have another favorite team, like when you were younger, or anybody else? You know, did you start hating the Sens at some point and like someone else?
Nope. Always been a Sens fan. Always been homegrown. As I mentioned there, I was a little bit into the Calgary run with Drew McGinley a couple years back now, but nothing as a true passion for the hometown, that's for sure.
So who was your favorite player, the first player you remember liking the most, and then maybe some other players you've liked from then to now?
The Ottawa Senators being my favorite team, but, you get a player, Patrick Williams caliber that, played the position for Ottawa for quite some time. It didn't end well, and everybody will be remember him for that, but, definitely had to be Patrick Williams for sure as an all-time favorite.
What about after that? Obviously a Senators fan, probably big into Alfie Spezza, Heatley, Havlat kind of guys.
Yeah. Ottawa's a bit of a gravy or goalie graveyard, and didn't seem to get a lot of guys of that nature. But kind of all-time favorites outside of Ottawa, and not playing goaltender, I would probably say Sidney Crosby. Always been a big fan of his effort. And, Paul Kariya is another one where I think maybe of when I first started watching hockey growing up, and obviously his tenacity and just the way he played the game was something that kind of just stuck with me. It's definitely unfortunate he never got a chance at a Stanley Cup, but
he tried it with Colorado there, took a run at it, but they didn't get there. I was surprised to see he's the all-time single season leading scorer for Nashville. What am I missing there? I don't remember him being in Nashville.
It's funny you say that. I actually remember him being in Nashville more than I do Colorado. To be straightforward with you.
Well, there you go.
But the fact that you mentioned Colorado, Ray Bourque was another one of those guys that kind of around that era as well. Where I first started watching hockey, and then that was probably one of my first real special hockey moments is watching Ray Bourque lift the Stanley Cup, just knowing the journey he's been on, and the general fact that he took one more year to kick at the can and left his his hometown Boston, where he spent so much time. That was another moment that was for sure that stuck with me for sure.
All right, outside of hockey, what's the favorite book, TV show, or movie?
I'm not ever much of a reader, to be honest with you. I think probably the last full book I read had to have been other than college textbooks, the high school era for sure.
Yeah.
Just as far as the technology goes, you can get a lot of the e-reading and visual learning, as my teachers would explain it to me. But I'd probably say, all-time favorite show, kind of relative to now, would be Entourage. Yeah. That was a good one that I found, funny, serious, and drama-filled, kind of all wrapped up in one. Those are the kind of shows like that aren't, too serious, but, have a little bit of humor.
I always think of Jason Momoa, and now he played Aquaman, and I wonder if he kind of sees his career like Vinny Chase.
Yeah, no, that was one that kind of his career for sure. And Vinny Chase and himself is they're very two different looking Aquamans. That's absolutely positive for sure.
What about movie? What's the favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Big sports guy, so it being a sports podcast, I'm not gonna shy away from that. I think you take a look at all-time favorite movie, it would be a good toss-up between Rudy and Remember the Titans, but I'll leave the Notre Dame homer kind of on the shelf here right now. I'll just go Remember the Titans there with the what it meant at the time and that nature.
Nice pick. What's something you think everyone should try at least once?
I think that kind of depends on what you're into. I could go with the political answer, like skydiving or something, but you're talking to someone who's actually never even skydiving, but I think everybody should try maybe something that's not in their comfort zone once, and go that way. Whatever you're totally not into, maybe try something that's a little bit foreign for you. A good example would be my fiance there. Like she, wouldn't touch sushi or anything like that until she met me. And then, fast forward 5-6 years later, and she's pregnant right now. And can't wait till she can get a spicy salmon roll in her mouth. Sooner rather than later, right? So,
what chore do you absolutely hate doing?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't take a look at them as chores anymore. I would, again, probably just going with more of a general answer here, but I definitely have to go with probably laundry. I seem to let my laundry pile up longer than it should. And maybe just, instead of, hating it to do it so much, but just try to at least get it done once or twice, a little bit more than once a week kind of thing. And, might help me enjoy it a little bit more as opposed to the big loads.
What if you could witness an event, past, present, or future? What event would you want to see?
Oh, that's an easy one. That would be simply the Ottawa Senators raising the Stanley Cup there. So I could easily say, I've seen Green Bay win a Super Bowl. I'm yet to see Notre Dame hoist the national championship. Last one they won was 91, when I was born. I think it was 1991. So, that's an easy one. I'd probably see the Ottawa Senators raising the cup here at some point. And, I don't think you can get as more promising as the future right now with Ottawa. So you get excited and pumped up for that. That's for sure.
Sounds beautiful. What if you won the lottery?
Depending on the situation, the money, and if we're going a limited amount of money here, I'd take care of my parents. Put them into pay off all their not that they're they have any debts here at this point, but pay off their construction project right now that's going up at the cottage, and obviously that would be the first step, is to take care of those guys. But as far as my side of things go, and probably just give back to the people that were most of my life, and enjoy a little bit of the money myself as well. So it's hard to say travel right now, right? Because everything going on, but hopefully up and coming there, to definitely put a lot of that money towards seeing different sides of the world. That's for sure. And again, something that you're totally comfortable with, and experiencing new things.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
These questions, they're good questions, Mac. I truly do appreciate them. They're definitely coming left and right. But one thing that I definitely we did just kind of get in trouble as kids was Nicky Nicky Dinedoor and that kind of stuff. And I won't go too much into details as far as that. But another thing probably would be girls as well. Just being around four brothers. I didn't have a lot of female interaction growing up other than my mother, right? So girls seem to kind of get me into trouble a little bit growing up as well, and I just have a good chuckle about that.
Good times, good stories to go back and look at, made you who you are today.
Yeah, I'll leave my good stories for sure.
what story does your family always tell about you?
Yeah, there's a couple. I think as far as a hockey story goes, I would probably think the one time we were in a tournament, AAA tournament, in Toronto, and I had my skate lace untied, and like I mentioned earlier, that being a goaltender, this isn't something that you can just get done, when you're back on the bench as a hockey player. And I think as far as my parents always go back and refer to a story, I would lean towards this one, is the time I got my skate and pad changed on the fly while the puck was in the other end, in the middle of a pretty again, minor hockey, so I don't want to say too serious, but in the middle of a serious hockey tournament in Toronto. And that's always one that we kind of go back and chuckle and kind of laugh a little bit about, as far as the goaltending decision making that can come up on you in sporadic situations.
So would you skate it to the bench?
Skate to the bench, and my I don't know, I can't remember, it was a long time ago, but I think it was my assistant coach or coach at the time, and just fired up a quick pad, not pad change, but unbuckled the bottoms, moved it off the side, tied the skate, and all in a matter of I'd probably say like 30 seconds to a minute, and I got back out there. And then I think once the play settled, I skated back to the bench, and they took a little bit of a better look at it there. But that was a funny particular story that's my parents awesome. Generally go back on and stuff like that. So
what would you say is the funniest thing you've ever seen or observed?
I'd probably say one time we were not to go back to hockey, we're coming back from the hockey practice, and we were blaring the music out of my dad's truck in this little suburbia street in Stittsville. And this girl that was throwing a football with her friend, we guess we caught her attention. And her friend had thrown her the football without her paying attention while she was staring at our truck when we were going by. We were just little kids at the time. And you know, watching her get hit in the face with a flying, I'm laughing at her expense here at this point. Never knew the lady, but watching her get, you know, beamed in the face with a football while we were like driving by with, you know, 2 inches out the window was, you just kind of one of those that, you know, obviously I could think of probably 100 different other, you know, great stories, but that was one that was, that we, you know, I laugh at still to this day of that image being burned into my memory. So that's a very,
that's awesome
question. But
when was the last time you had an epic face plant or a wipeout?
I'd probably say at least once a winter.
Yeah.
You know, not that I can remember a specific one, but there's always at least once a winter where you go down. But as far as an epic face plant goes, I don't know. There was one earlier this winter at the canal. I wouldn't go with epic, but I caught my toe on the canal when we were briefly allowed out there, and I ended up face first on my stomach. My fiance's expense, they're laughing at it. So you know, that was more embarrassing than painful.
All right, so last question, when are you going to win your first DSR NHL Dynasty Championship, and who are you going to beat in the finals?
Another great question there, Mac. Obviously the future is future is bright in Chief Land here, but I'd probably say give it 4 years. I'll say 2025, and I will be knocking off the Back and Stone Bison in the I don't even know if I pronounced that right, but in the finals. Only just so I could take a shot at Tony here while I got the hot mic, right? So. But that being said, you know, Chiefs are a younger team. My first time doing dynasty hockey. A lot to learn, obviously a lot to experience as well. And it's very different from from fantasy football and dynasty football. So you know, just trying to figure out the value of different things. And you know, obviously I picked a super young team, and you know, My main priority was to own Tim Stutzel. So I think just paying $60 a year to own Tim Stutzel is, the money well spent, that's for sure. I'll go 2025 against Tony's Bison. I think that would be well planned as far as the timeline and my team's growth, but also at the same time to knock Tony off. I mean, it's an accolade on its own.
Thanks for doing this, Colin. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, I'm here with Mark Denemy, fantasy manager of Leafs The Rest Behind. Mark, I've just got a few questions for you. We'll start off with some hockey questions, go into some regular life questions just so the league can get to know you a little better. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
No, I'm really good. A lot of interviews today, which has been good. The format of these interviews is just kind of like a shotgun throw out the questions, so it's pretty easy for me. I'll do some quick editing, and then I've got a show for this week, which should be a pretty good show. A lot of people's answers are pretty awesome, so
looking forward to it.
So favorite hockey team for you, and was there ever a time when there was another team that was your favorite?
It'd have to be the Toronto Maple Leafs, hands down. Anyone who knows me pretty well could see that. Used to cheer for the Ottawa Senators back in the day, to Alfredson, Lalime, but I don't know, I guess somewhere in grade 3 and 4, and I realized I could pick my own team and not have my parents pick for me. I kind of switched over to the Leafs to stand out and just got hooked on the bandwagon from there.
So would you say the first player you can remember being like a favorite player, or one you kind of liked more, was a Senator, or who was the first player that you can remember being your favorite player?
First one for sure would be Chris Neal. All the fights, the penalties, usually my dad really helped me get into watching hockey and watching Chris Neal throw down.
What about since then? Any players that stand out to you, favorite players?
Since then I've been a big fan of Matthews.
Mm-hmm. What about outside of hockey? Favorite book, TV show, and movie?
Not much of a reader. Yep. Growing up, I always loved Calvin and Hobbes comics. I think I own every single one ever made. Always read through those. TV show would be The Simpsons, hands down. I think I've seen every episode as many, many times as there are them. Must have run through it at least 3 or 4 times since it came out on Disney Plus. And then, oh man, favorite movie. Honestly, all the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
I've been to every one with my parents since they came out in theaters and owned them all on DVD and watched them just again and again.
They're running in my house, and so is The Simpsons all the time. So good choices for sure.
There we go.
What's something you think someone or everyone should try at least once?
It's a great question. I'm personally speaking for, again, people who know me. I think it's good for people to have broken a bone at least once in their life. See what it's like to kind of have that experience. Not condoning that people have to go through that pain, but I don't know, something that people have to overcome. I've broken 22 bones myself, but I'm not going for records here, but it's definitely something kind of teaches you how to live without certain things in life. And I don't know, you learn to appreciate what you have once it's gone.
You must have a good story then on 22 broken bones. Why don't you tell us about one of them?
I mean, good stories for the people listening.
Yeah.
More embarrassing from my perspective, but I don't know. The last one might be my wrist and thumb. It was the last bone I broke. I took my wife up to Tromblanc for a ski weekend for anniversary. First time she had ever been up to Tromblanc. She had been skiing in forever. Went up the night before, hit the hills the first day, bundled up. She got some set of skis. I strapped on the snowboard, got to the top of the hill, and I don't know, barely made it, 100 feet before I fell backwards, landed on my wrist, and broke my thumb. Had to be evac'd over to the hospital.
So that put an end to that one.
Yeah, cast for 10 to 12 weeks, surgery on my wrist.
Brutal.
And I'm still doing physio on my thumb today.
Okay, how about a little lighter question then? What chore do you absolutely hate doing?
All of them isn't an answer, is it?
No, but I get where you're coming from.
You know what? I hate washing the floors. I really don't mind doing dishes, and I don't mind folding laundry, but when it comes to floors or toilets, I think I'd rather clean the toilets and have the wife wash the floors.
If you could witness any event from the past, present, or future, what would it be?
I mean, I think what everyone's waiting for me to say is seeing the Leafs win the Stanley Cup.
What if you won the lottery? What's the first thing you'd do?
Oh, go shopping. Absolutely. Sell the Audi and upgrade to a Maserati 220. Yes.
What's something you did growing up that got you into trouble?
Having 3 other brothers.
Any particular stories?
I don't know. Wanting destruction. I remember on one of my birthdays around 10, 11, or 12, I got a new bike, and I was outside playing with it, setting it up, and my older brother, I forget what he was doing, but he upset me and got mad at me. So he got mad at me, so he hit me with a baseball bat in the leg. He knew he screwed up, and he could see I was getting really mad, so he jumped and took my new bike to try and bike away. It was just riding circles around me.
Yeah.
Went in the garage, took a hockey stick, and threw it through the front wheel of the bike on him. Managed to get it through the spokes, so when I rotated around, it got caught in the front and flung him forward, and he flew face first into our gravel driveway. So that destroyed my bike, and then both of us were in hot water for about a month.
Is there a story that your family always tells about you?
Anytime I'd bring a girl over, things were getting serious, they'd try and scare them away, saying, you know, Mark says he likes to help out around the house now. But when we first got our cottage, I think there was one week straight where I, whatever reason, I helped out with my mom in the trailer, setting up the trailer for bed, making everything, taking care of the dishes, just helping out, being the perfect little son. And I think for the next like 3 years at the cottage, I piggybacked off that 1 week. She'd ask people for help. And it's, I just like, guys, remember that week? I always helped at the cottage. Like, you guys don't do anything to help out around here. My brothers would just get so mad and roll their eyes.
What's the funniest thing you can, that you've ever observed?
Can I tell Costco stories or no?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think it'd have to be a woman with a 5-6-year-old and a newborn returning a half used box of condoms to Costco. And then when we asked for the reason, she just kind of looked at us and said, "What do you think?"
That's pretty good. If you could eat one type of food for a year, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what would you choose?
Steak.
Nice. Nice choice. And what was the last epic face plant or wipeout you can remember, not including the one you already told us about?
We had some friends over for like a little friend's Christmas get together just a couple of days before. We had some dinner, Secret Santa. One of the gifts that I got was a board game called Dodge Dodge Burrito. The gist of the game, every now and then people have to go head to head and throw a burrito at each other, like a shootout, a face-off, one-on-one.
Okay.
And it was the final round. It was me and someone else for the victory, but we had one too many drinks at that point. And when they went to throw the burrito, I was a little over dramatic in my dodge and put my foot through the wall in the basement and created a giant hole in our new house.
Nice.
All I had to do was duck, but instead I kind of jumped and karate kicked a nice big hole in the wall.
All right, last question. When are you going to win your first DSR NHL Dynasty Championship, and who are you going to beat in the final?
I think right now I'll probably be facing Mr. Last Place in the finals.
And you think you're going to get it this year?
And what was the first question, sir?
When are you going to win your first championship?
Yeah, I think I have a good feeling about it. Oh, yeah, I think it'll be this year, and I think it'll be against Mr. Last Place.
Awesome, Mark. Thanks for doing this, eh?
Hey, no problem.
Take care. I'm here with David Siegmiller, fantasy manager of Mr. Last Place. David, I just got a few questions for you. Going to get to know you on a bit of a hockey level and try to get to know you outside of hockey as well. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
What's your favorite hockey team? And anytime you liked another team other than them?
Never really, if it would be any other team. It'd probably be the Blackhawks, but it's going to be the Leafs all the way.
Who's your first favorite player you can remember?
Oh, Gretzky, probably. Maybe Wendell Clark, Gilmore. So basically all Leafs. And then obviously now it's going to be McDavid.
Yeah. Pretty much any other guys from the 2000 Leaf teams that you really liked? Or I guess Wendell came back and played for them too.
I'm a big fan of Sandin. Actually, when I was a kid, I was like in love with Eddie Olczyk.
Okay.
Or sorry, Ally Afraidy with his big clapper.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why I had a fascination with him, but yeah, when I was younger, I really liked him a lot.
Probably watched.
But I can't really say I have a favorite hockey player. I just kind of there's more guys I root for than others, but
sure. What about outside of hockey? What's your favorite movie, book, or TV show?
Book is going to be not applicable.
Not a reader?
If it's going to be a book, it's going to be like a book about golf.
Yeah.
Outside, it's pretty much, golf is probably the main thing. And then my kids, but yeah.
You watch TV at all?
I like documentaries, so like sports documentaries, murder mysteries.
Right on. What's something you think everyone should try at least once?
Skydiving.
Oh yeah, have you done it?
Skydiving. Oh yeah, man, absolutely incredible.
Yeah. So you've gone out? You did the tandem at first. Have you been able to jump on your own yet?
No, I only did it one time and it was a tandem, but man, it was, yeah, it's pretty nerve wracking when you're going up in the plane, but obviously once you land on the ground, you're just flying with adrenaline.
What's the chore you absolutely hate doing?
Anything to do with like cleaning.
Like scrubbing and stuff?
Like vacuuming or dusting or just, I mean, it's super, super, super simple, but it's just.
If you could witness an event, past, present, or future, what would it be?
Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah? Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith era?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be pretty phenomenal. I mean, I would give it up for Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and maybe Tony Pollard Super Bowl.
For sure. If you could win the lottery, what are you going to do?
I'm probably still going to work. I'm going to golf every day, and I'm going to probably have a house somewhere where it's really warm.
It's a common answer.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do with $40 million?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, probably pay off my house and, you know, make a lot of renovation.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
It's going to sound really like corny, but I never really got into a whole lot of trouble. Like just basically go out with the boys, drink, never did anything really hard. Never, you know, got arrested or caught by the cops or anything like that. So I was pretty lucky on that front, but I've only been arrested once. So we'll just keep it that way.
Yeah. What story does your family always tell about you?
My dad always tells me the story of when him and I went on a fishing trip up north, and it was probably one of the first times that like my dad was around me when I was like drinking and, you know, getting intoxicated, and I bent over to, or I cast it out, and I lost my balance when we were in the boat, and I landed on my face and I got a hook stuck in my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my dad's like, that's enough. You're cut off. You're done.
What's the funniest thing you can remember observing?
That I can remember observing? I didn't observe it, but at the time, I thought it was really stupid and it made me really angry, but my brother was playing with his buddies on, like, you know when they used to have those tire swings on your elementary school playground?
Yeah.
My brother was on the top beam and jumped down and got smoked in the head by one of the tires.
Yeah.
And then one of our buddies, they were playing tag, and they came up to him and they tagged him and they're like, you're it. And he's like, he's got like gushing blood out of his head.
It's funny now.
So it's like, it wasn't like in the moment funny, but when you think about it now, you're like, man, you're stupid. So that's one kind of that I can remember.
If you could eat only one type of food for a year, you're eating at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what are you eating?
Wow. That is my initial reaction. I was going to say sushi, but I don't think I could eat that for breakfast.
Yeah.
But that would probably be it. Sushi. Okay. Yeah.
It's a tough question.
It'd be kind of weird eating sushi for breakfast, though. Yeah. I actually listened to a football podcast, and I remember them talking about something like this. And the one guy was like, burgers and fries. And I was just like, oh, I could not eat burgers and fries all day long.
I like a good burger, but eventually that bread and stuff and the potato
can, yeah,
roll you around.
Yeah. Get wears out real, real fast.
When was the last time you had a epic face plant or wipeout?
It's been a while for sure.
Oh, yeah. Are you, most people's answers come down to like skiing or something.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, so probably would have been the winter before this whole COVID thing happened. Probably be the last time I remember, like, face planting or skiing. There's usually one or two times where I try and do a little bit more than my skill level is requiring. But, yeah, if you put me on a pair of skates, I'm not like cheese grater skater, but it's not pretty. Funny being in Canada, it's like everyone is hockey everything, right? But for me, it was basketball. So I don't think I learned how to skate until I was probably 10.
All right, last question. You ready?
Yeah.
When are you going to win your first DSR NHL Dynasty Championship? And who are you going to beat in the finals?
I'm going to say if my team continues to go the way they're going, it's going to be this year. And it's going to be, I'm going to say, Clan MacKinnon.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Any reason why you see Clan McKinnon?
He seems to be...
he's on a hot streak.
Just, yeah. I mean, for like, what, the last like 5 weeks? So it's the same for me. It's been the last 6 weeks for me that I've been just been, you know, putting up that right around that 67, 75 point mark. So.
Right on, Dave. Thanks for doing this.
See you. Have a good day.
Okay, that's all the interviews I've got. Thanks very much for everybody that made themselves available. And I know there was a few more people in the league that would have made themselves available. But I figured, you know what, we got everybody who hasn't been on the show except for Tyler and Rob Mackey. So I'm pretty happy with what I was able to put out today. The show is already over an hour, so probably best we stop here anyway. And I hope you all enjoyed it. Thanks very much for listening. Talk to you next week.